So, we have Uta coming up very shortly for batch number 4, 5 and 6, but we're finishing off with batch number 3 with Liz and Kath, who very generously lent us their time. We're recording on a Wednesday afternoon for you. And we've got some more headlines for you, and then we're going to do the answers to Liz's one and only quiz. So, the headlines coming up, Kath's headlines are...
Play area at Stoke-on-Trent Park shut for 10 months, back open after a 150k overhaul. And village postie Eddie, famous for his all-weather shorts, retires after 40 years.
And Liz's headlines are...
Little Caitlin, 8, in fight of her life in every parent's worst nightmare. Police patrol stepped up as crime hit Hanley Park. At centre of youth violence.
So keep listening, we'll have those for you in a moment. But first up, we have the answers to Liz's one and only quiz. So 11 general knowledge questions we posed. So let's see how well you got on. Over to Liz.
Okay, number one. Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are ill-fated courtiers in which Shakespeare play? And the answer is, I'm asking Tim.
Ask me the question, yeah.
Oh, shows he doesn't listen. Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are ill-fated courtiers in which Shakespeare play. You don't know this. I thought everybody knew this.
I don't know this.
The answer is Hamlet.
That was a guess.
Kath did know. Don't say it was a guess.
No, I won't lie. It was a guess. I didn't know.
What common name is given to the crane fly on account of its long spindly legs?
I do know this.
Go on then.
Daddy long legs.
Daddy long legs.
I didn't know that.
Number three. Which conflict was known as the Great War?
I think it was the First World War.
Correct. Oh, Kath's on fire. World War One. Number four. The Neolithic Long Barrow Wayland Smithy and the Uffington White Horse can be found in which county?
I don't know. Yorkshire? I was reading about it as well.
Kath was reading about it. I have seen it, but I must admit it's about 40 years when I saw it.
I kept thinking Wiltshire, but that'll be wrong.
It's actually Oxfordshire. You're closer.
You are Yorkshire. Closer. There is a White Horse in Yorkshire, but
yes,
it's not that
is.
One.
It is. I've
I used to live near there.
It's Oxfordshire. Oh, did you?
I did.
So my partner used to live. I'll discuss in a minute. Oxfordshire is the answer. Now, I thought it was Hampshire, but it's Oxfordshire. I knew I was down south. In which former country was tennis player Martina Navratilova born?
Come on, Tim.
Was it Norway? No, it wasn't.
Former country. So it's a country it's that...
Somewhere like Yugoslavia.
No.
Or Croatia. Or
no.
One of them.
Czechoslovakia.
Oh, we were nearly sort of close.
Nowhere near.
No, Yugoslavia isn't that far away.
No.
From wasn't that far away.
And Croatia still exists, so that was a bad answer. That was part of Yugoslavia. Right, number
six.
So
that's right, kind of.
Neither of my co-readers here were right.
Next.
Number six. What name is given to the lower house?
I'm not
house?
A reader, I'm a presenter, by the
oh,
way.
Off Gordon
you go.
Bennett.
Next.
Our presenter was very cold on those. What name is given to the lower house in the British Parliament?
Well, I should know this one.
You should know this.
I really should. And I've heard it mentioned so many times.
Well, of course you should know.
Surely there's only two, isn't there?
There's only two.
Is it not the House of Commons?
Correct. Yeah. Cast still on fire, apart from the last question, which is a big failure. Number seven. In which mountain range does the Colorado River rise?
I want to say the Rockies.
Correct. The
Whoa!
Wow, well done.
Number eight. Of which fruit is the Morello a variety?
Cherry.
Cherry, correct. Oh, we're doing well now. Number nine. In the Old Testament, which miraculous food sustained the Israelites in the wilderness?
I want to say milk and honey.
It'd be something like berries or something.
No, it's not.
It's something from heaven, is the saying. Have I got to tell you both?
Yeah.
Manna.
Manna.
Do you know, I was thinking that's what...
Oh, she was thinking that was she
right,
say.
Okay.
That's terrible.
Yes, right. Number 10. Which Belfast-born musician became principal flautist with the Berlin Philharmonic in 1969? I didn't know it was that long
Absolutely
ago.
Absolutely have no clue.
I don't know.
You will
clue.
When I say his name. James Galway.
Oh, Galway, yeah. Oh, I do know him,
oh,
yeah.
They do know, yeah. Number bonus, which organ of the human body produces and secretes bile?
Liver.
Correct, liver. Oh, God. Oh. And the prize goes to Kath.
We should do a quiz,
she
team.
She should go to the quiz at the Vic. I'm going to advertise it now. It finishes on Saturday, the 1st of March, and it's called The Last Quiz on Earth, I think, or The Last Quiz of the World.
Yeah,
what is it?
Last
the
Quiz
end
on
of
Earth.
The World Quiz.
No, it's The Last Quiz on Earth.
It's very, very, very good.
I know, and I'm
so
sad because I haven't been able to go and see it. So I'm very
it's
sad.
Worth going, even if you've got to pay, Tim.
Yeah, but I'm a pauper, so we can't afford that.
Oh, Tim's right. The pauper now. Now they're wanting you all to rattle a tin for
yeah,
him.
Have a tin. Yeah, yeah.
A right. Tin for Tim.
Yeah, a tin for Tim. Right, we're going to kick off with after... And by the way, I'm not a pauper, so don't take that seriously. So then we're going to kick off...
Nobody takes you seriously.
Yeah, people do, actually, incredibly so.
Me and Kath don't.
I am a little bit of a pauper. Anyway, first story is going to be read by Kath, so over to you, Kath.
Play area at Stoke-on-Trent Park shut after for 10 years. No, 10 months. Sorry, it was the quiz. It warped my brain. So, play area at Stoke-on-Trent Park shut for 10 months, back open after 150k overall. Families can finally enjoy a play area at a city park after it underwent a £150,000 overhaul. The gates to the facility within Tunstall Park had been locked since April last year, with the council hitting out at mindless vandalism at the facility. Now youngsters are able to enjoy the revamped equipment after the gates were finally reopened this month. Stoke-on-Trent City Council says while there has been some vandalism, the main reason for the closure was the deteriorating condition of the equipment. Meanwhile, the popular nearby zip line is set to open up later this year once the grass has fully grown back. Council leaders say the new equipment is designed to last longer and require less maintenance. It's already gone down with families this half term, with those visiting branding it money well spent. The works come after the play area had first launched back in 2011. Local councillors have also warned troublemakers they will be dealt with if they target the area. Councillor Majid Khan, Cabinet Member for Community Resilience at the City Council, said the play area, which first opened in 2011, has just received a 150k funding boost. This investment has been used to replace damaged and worn out equipment and safety surfacing. Although there had been some minor vandalism, the primary reason for the park's closure was to address safety concerns due to the degradation of key play equipment components. The damaged pieces have been replaced with new equipment that stays true to the original design concept. Plus, with improved material specifications, these new installations are expected to last longer and require less maintenance in the future. The two main play zones are now open for fun and adventure, and the adjacent zip line is set to open later this year once the grass has fully established. With more visitors expected, it's hoped that natural surveillance will help deter future vandalism. Councillor Tabraiz Din, who represents Tunstall on the City Council, has welcomed the play area reopening. He said it's great to see the park open again. Hopefully people will respect the equipment and not vandalise it, as it costs a lot of money to repair. The CCTV cameras are by the middle gates of the park and will be positioned to cover the play area. If damage is done, then the culprits will be dealt with. Families have been impressed by the work. Bethany Carter, aged 22, of Feg Hayes, said, "I think it's money well spent for once. The kids love it. Hopefully people won't ruin it this time because it's not fair on the kids." Simon Wellington, aged 46, of Tunstall, said, "The kids seem to enjoy it. It's a lot busier than I thought it would be. I think it's nice that children and their parents can come here and play and chat to each other. It's nice to see different age groups playing nicely too. The teenagers don't seem to dominate the playground like they do in other parks."
Okay, so over to Liz now, who's going to do the second story for us in batch three.
Little Caitlin, 8, in fight of her life in every parent's worst nightmare. A family have shared their devastation after their daughter was diagnosed with a rare form of cancer that affects less than 1% of children. Caitlin Cook is now set to take on an intensive course of life-saving radiotherapy and chemotherapy treatments. The 8-year-old from Chesterton was taken to hospital in January after reporting pain in her legs and difficulty walking. Doctors then discovered she was suffering with Ewing sarcoma, a cancer that affects the bones, after a scan revealed a dark mass on her spine. Dad Nathan told Stoke-on-Trent Live, just after Christmas she started crying, complaining that she was getting pain in the top of her legs. We took her to the Hayward Medical Centre and they told us it was a viral infection. We came home and after 4 days she wasn't any better. She lost the balance in her legs and couldn't walk, so we took her up to A&E. They gave her a scan and found a dark mass on the back of her spine. So then we were sent straight down to Birmingham Children's Hospital and they told us it was a tumour. We were hysterical. She had the operation the day after and they found it was attached to her bone. They had to cut some of her spine away and they had to leave some of it in because if they cut away any more, they'd risk paralysing her. They didn't really know what it was. It was something they hadn't seen there in that spot before. A couple of weeks later, we were told that it was a very rare type of cancer called Ewing sarcoma. It only affects 1% of children. Now she's undergoing 9 months of chemotherapy and radiotherapy. She seems to be all right at the moment, but only time will tell how bad it's going to affect her. She's upset and she doesn't want to lose her hair, but she knows she's got to have it done. The people from the Princess Trust have been brilliant, helping her pick out a wig. She's keeping the same colour, but she's having curls. After hearing the news, Caitlin's Chesterton Primary School classmate, Freddie Tideswell, took it upon himself to organise a fundraiser to show her that she is not alone. He hopes to raise £5,000 by climbing Mount Snowdon. Freddie's dad, Dean, told Stoke-on-Trent Live, "He came home from school and told me he wants to raise some money for her. I asked him what he wanted to do. He said he wanted to climb a mountain. He was showing me pictures of Mount Everest at first. We're very proud of him for coming up with the idea all by himself. Freddie is type 1 diabetic, so it will be a bit of a challenge for him dealing with his blood sugars, but he's determined to do it. He said to me that whenever he gets tired, he'll just think of Caitlin and push through it. Honestly, I think I'll struggle to get to the top more than him. I think the fundraising will go well. He's got lots of friends and family to support it. He's managed to raise £285 at the minute, but he's trying to raise as much as possible. He wants Caitlin to have new toys and games while she's undergoing her treatment. Although Caitlin's family have been struggling in the face of this harrowing ordeal, they say Freddie's touching fundraiser has brought them some much-needed joy. Dad Nathan added, "They've been friends since they started going to school. They're very good mates. She's always going on about him. It was a very nice thing when I had the message from his dad saying Freddie was going to do that for us. I just broke down. We've all been really touched." Caitlin was smiling her head off, saying, "Oh, it's brilliant." She was dead happy. Freddie will climb Mount Snowdon on the 9th of March. You can support the fundraiser by donating to the Just Giving page.
Okay, over to Kath now, who's going to do her next story.
Village postie Eddie, famous for his all-weather shorts, retires after 40 years. A popular village postman, known for wearing his trademark shorts wherever the weather, or rather whatever the weather, has retired after more than 40 years in the job. Eddie Whittaker, who was the postie from Marchington Village and its surrounding area, was given a special surprise send-off by locals. Well over 100 of his addresses attended a retirement party, having set up a special book in the run-up to the event for everyone to share their memories and messages of thanks. Villagers packed the Dog and Partridge pub to say their farewells to Eddie. He had been taken along by his family, wife Pat, daughter Sarah with her husband Andy and their baby boy Vinny, and daughter Charlotte with her partner Alex and baby girl Florence, but was instead greeted by the surprise retirement celebration. Resident Andrew Mann gave a short speech saying, "You've delivered our mail through snow, rain and even proper sunshine sometimes. We will miss you. Your friendly banter and all the comments about your all-weather shorts. You're always reliable and your successor will have much to live up to. You will be greatly missed by the whole of Marchington and we wish you a very long and happy retirement. Eddie said, you rascals, I thought something was amiss. I've hardly seen anyone during the last week and now I know why. I began working when I was 16 years old when I joined the Royal Navy. I served 9 years travelling the world and having a great time. I came out of the Royal Navy in March 1984 and luckily managed to get an interview with the post office. So on June the 4th, 1984, I began my career at the post office. When I first joined, we were assigned to sections. There were two town jobs, Marchington and Kingston. In 1992, they decided that one position would do one job on a permanent basis. My seniority meant that I did Kingston for 4 years until the Marchington job became vacant. So on October the 8th, 1996, I became the postie for the area, and 28 years later, I'm still here. To say I could write a book about my time here would be an understatement. I made hundreds of friends over the last 40 years in the village, the woodlands and the surrounding areas. And many of you are here today, and thank you for being here. I've had numerous conversations on all matters over the years, with most of you, some personal and some general. I have listened, I have laughed a lot, I have even shed tears on occasions, but I have felt privileged to have been involved in your lives in some small way. Eddie added that he would be taking a well-earned holiday and planned to spend time with his grandchildren during retirement. In his shorts, hopefully.
Yes, wonderful story that.
It's
so
this.
Over to Liz now, who's going to do the final story for us in batch number three.
Police patrols stepped up as crime hit Hanley Park at centre of youth violence. Senior officers in the city say a robust strategy is in place to combat violence and crime in a popular Stoke-on-Trent park, and a weekly police surgery is set to take place at Hanley Park after recent incidents at the beauty spot had sparked concern in the local community. Stoke-on-Trent Live had reported how earlier this month a 16-year-old boy was left in hospital following a brutal 10-on-1 attack by a masked gang. Last year, and a man suffered a broken jaw after being repeatedly punched and kicked in the face by up to 7 thugs near the basketball courts at the park. Also in 2024, a duck was shot in the head on the stretch of Colden Canal that runs through the beauty spot. It has been put in the spotlight as part of a crackdown which has targeted the Hanley Park and Shelton areas. Under the ongoing Making Great Places initiative, which has seen the police team up with Stoke-on-Trent City Council, police have been targeting serious organised crime in the neighbourhood. The Blitz has so far seen 200 arrests, 50 suspects charged, and regular sweeps in the park for hidden weapons and stop searches. But senior officers in the Potteries have acknowledged the high-profile violent attacks in the park have sparked concern in the community. The beauty spot continues to be a popular one with families, courtesy of its sport facilities, play areas and picturesque water features. It also plays host to fairs and art projects. Community leaders say the offending in the park is not the norm, while officers have revealed reports of crime in the neighbourhood have fallen thanks to the ongoing crackdown. Inspector Rebecca Price from Stoke-on-Trent South Local Policing Team, that's the LPT, said, "We understand that recent incidents at Hanley Park involving youth violence have caused concern in the local community, and we want to reassure those in the area that we're progressing our inquiries and working proactively to target those involved in crime across the city. We've undertaken a significant enforcement effort over the last few months in Hanley Park and Shelton as part of our ongoing efforts to tackle the issues affecting local communities the most. Local officers have been working with Stoke-on-Trent City Council and wider partners to act against those involved in high-harm crimes, including violence, drug supply, county lines and criminal exploitation. This has culminated in the arrest of more than 200 people in the city since October last year. More than 50 have been charged with offences and strict bail conditions have been placed on other suspects while our inquiries continue. Inspector Price said there is an ongoing robust patrol strategy at the park to tackle crime, with a police surgery being held there every Saturday from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. Meanwhile, families have been assured that crime is falling. Inspector Price said, "We were called to Hanley Park a total of 23 times between the 1st of August and the 31st of October. Once our Making Great Places enforcement was in full swing, calls reduced to 12 between the 1st of November and the 31st of January 2025, with only four of these calls being classified as a crime. I want to be clear that those who commit acts of violence on our streets will be targeted relentlessly by officers and partners in Stoke-on-Trent." The City Council says that just last year, more than 1.2 million people visited the park. Councillor Anjib Vazir, OBE, Cabinet Member for City Pride, Enforcement and Sustainability, said, "Parks and green spaces should be a place to be in nature, to reset, to play sports and spend time with family and friends. Hanley Park in particular has achieved the Green Flag Award for 3 years now, which celebrates the vibrant community spaces, recreational facilities, sports facilities and the hard work and dedication of the grounds operators who are committed to keeping our green spaces pristine. In 2024, Hanley Park welcomed over 1,230,000 visitors to the park. We are currently incredibly proud of our park and the work that goes into making it a welcoming place. The incidents of the last few weeks are not normal or acceptable, and we will continue to work with Staffordshire Police to make our city cleaner, greener and safer for all to enjoy. The council has urged visitors who spot any suspicious behaviour to call the force on 101 or visit park staff based at the community hub by the Bowling Green."
So many thanks to that. So many thanks to Liz for that story and to Kath for reading too. We will have some more stories for you in batch number four. So I hope you've got a good couple of weeks planned, ladies.
Yes, thank you.
Liz and yes. Kath, who's taken off her microphone with before saying goodbye.
She's good at quizzes, so don't criticise her for not saying goodbye.
I'm not criticising, it's goodbye, just a formality. And she did that like quite sarcastically though.
I've
well.
Put it back on now, yes. So that I can say goodbye to you all.
Okay, so a very, very, a very big thank you to both of you, and we will see you in a few weeks' time.
Hang on, you haven't thank let you. Me say goodbye.
Have you? Yes, I was moving on to you.
Oh.
How could we ever forget the formidable Liz Rogers?
I thought
Rogers?
You were going.
Yeah, same bye then.
Bye then.
Okay, and we'll see you soon.